Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Marnie Werner joins me in studio today, and by telephone, it's Dave Ladd, the president of RDL Associates LLC, this is the third in a three-part series on the Farm Bill. And one of the things that's looming is the deadline for the government not to shut down. We're talking about the federal government and how that government shutdown would affect everything, including the continued 2008 Farm Bill.
So then the real date is March 27th?
Well, I think the continuing resolution that we're currently operating under runs out the 27th. I honestly, and I've been around this business a long time, so I never say 100%, but I would say 99.9%, they're going to have a new continuing resolution, most likely go to September 30th. And so I think that'll then be taken off the table as an issue, and then we'll be back to how do we deal with the sequestration, you know, where is the timing of the Farm Bill, what numbers do they have to work with going forward, and then, you know, each of these things will be reprioritized as we move forward.
I'm curious to know how that impacts farmers and their planning. Does it?
I think right now with the extension, lenders and others, they've worked with their lenders as they made their plans. They're making their plans now. I think they're looking at, you know, based on what their operation is like, what's their marketing plan going to be, what crop insurance do they need. I mean, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle here. You know, I don't think it's going to be an issue. Everyone loves certainty and would like certainty, but right now the direct payments continue because they extended the Farm Bill. And so lenders are experienced, as someone who's worked in the agriculture lending field as well. They're experienced in working with these producers, and the producers are experienced in going to their lenders and figuring out, okay, how do we implement my business plan for the year, knowing that there's some variables there. And as we all know, there's always variables in agriculture, whether it's a farm bill or not. And you know, that happens every day. And sometimes it's due to the weather, or sometimes it's due to the markets or what have you. But I don't know that it's really a real detrimental impact, because I think most farmers, in my opinion, probably say, okay, it is what it is. The real world doesn't stop. We got to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. How we want to manage their business.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you could make the argument that the uncertainty certainly isn't unique to the business of farming. It's pretty much all business.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, it's, you know, these are experienced people. This isn't their first, pardon the pun, rodeo. And I think that to be candid, it's probably the least of their issues at this point, because they're used to this process of kind of ebbs and flows, and unfortunately it's become more the norm than the exception as we kind of go from one month to the next on a whole range of issues in Washington.
Thanks, Dave. That's Dave Ladd, president of RDL and Associates, LLC, in the Twin Cities, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.